Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Read Aloud of Wonder. If you are following along in a book, I'm on page 76, and the chapter title is Mr. Brown's October Precept. Mr. Brown's precept for October was, "Your deeds are your monuments." He told us that was written on the tombstone of some Egyptian guide that died 1,000 years ago. Since we are just about to start studying ancient Egypt in history, Mr. Brown thought it was a good idea and a good choice for a precept. Our homework assignment was to write a paragraph about what we thought the precept meant or how we felt about it. This is what I wrote. This precept means that we should be remembered for the things we do. The things we do are the most important things of all. They are more important than what we say or what we look like. The things we do outlast our mortality. The things we do are like monuments that people build to honor heroes after they've died. They're like the pyramids that the Egyptians built to honor the pharaohs. Only instead of being made of stone, they're made out of the memories people have of you. That's why your deeds are like your monuments, built with memories instead of with stone. Apples. My birthday is October 10th. I like my birthday 10-10. It would have been great if I had been born exactly at 10-10 in the morning or at night, but I wasn't. I was born just after midnight, but I still think my birthday is cool. I usually have a little party at home, but this year I asked Mom if I could have a big bowling party. Mom was surprised but happy. She asked me who I wanted to ask from my class, and I said everyone in my homeroom plus Summer. "That's a lot of kids, Augie," said Mom. "I have to invite everyone because if I don't, I don't want anyone to get their feelings hurt if they find out that other people invited and they aren't, okay?" "Okay," Mom agreed. "You even want to invite the what's the deal kid?" "Yeah, you can invite Julian," I answered. "Geez, Mom, you should forget about that already." "I know, you're right." A couple of weeks later, I asked Mom who was coming to my party, and she said, "Jack Will, Summer, Reed Kingsley, both Maxes, and a couple of other kids said they were going to try to be there." "Like who?" "Charlotte's mom said Charlotte had a dance recital earlier in the day, but she was going to try to come to the party if time allowed. And Tristan's mom said he might come after a soccer game." "So that's it?" I said. "That's like 5 people.
"That's more than 5 people, Augie.
I think a lot of people just had plans already," Mom answered. We were in the kitchen. She was cutting one of the apples we had just gotten at the farmer's market into teensy-weensy bites so I could eat it. "What kind of plans?" I asked. "I don't know, Augie. We sent the Evites kind of late."
"Like, what did they tell you, though? What reasons did they give?"
"Everyone gave different reasons, Augie." She sounded a bit impatient. "Really, sweetie, it shouldn't matter what the reasons were. People had plans, that's all."
"What did Julian give as his reason?" I asked.
"You know," said Mom, "his mom was the only person who didn't RSVP at all." She looked at me. "I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree." I laughed because I thought she was making a joke, but then I realized she wasn't.
"What does that mean?" I asked.
"Never mind. Now go wash your hands so you can eat." My birthday party turned out to be much smaller than I thought it would be, but it was still great. Jack, Summer, Reed, Tristan, and both Maxes came from school. And Christopher came, too, all the way from Bridgeport with his parents. And Uncle Ben came, and Aunt Kate and Uncle Poe drove in from Boston, though Tata and Papa were in Florida for the winter. It was fun because all the grown-ups ended up bowling in the lane next to ours, so it really felt like there were a lot of people there to celebrate my birthday.
Halloween.
At lunch the next day, Summer asked me what I was going to be for Halloween. Of course, I'd been thinking about it since last Halloween, so I knew right away. "Boba Fett. You know, you can wear a costume to school on Halloween, right?"
"No way, really?"
"So long as it's politically correct."
"What, like no guns and stuff?"
"Exactly.
What about blasters?"
"I think blasters are like a gun, Augie."
"Oh, man," I said, shaking my head.
"Boba Fett has a blaster.
At least we don't have to come like a character in a book anymore.
In the lower school, that's what you had to do. Last year, I was the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz."
"But that's a movie, not a book." Hello, Summer answered. It was a book first. One of my favorite books in the world, actually. My dad used to read it to me every night in the first grade. When Summer talks, especially when she's excited about something, her eyes squint like she's looking right at the sun. I hardly ever see Summer during the day, since the only class we have together is English. But ever since that first lunch at school, we've sat at the summer table together every day, just the two of us. So what are you going to be? I asked her. I don't know yet. I know what I really want to go as, but I think it might be too dorky. You know, Savannah's group isn't even wearing costumes this year. They think we're too old for Halloween. What? That's just dumb. I know, right? I thought you didn't care what those girls think. She shrugged and took a long drink of her milk. So what dorky thing do you want to dress up as? I asked her, smiling. Promise not to laugh? She raised her eyebrows and her shoulders embarrassed. A unicorn. I smiled and looked down at my sandwich. Hey, you promised not to laugh, she laughed. Okay, I said. But you're right, that is kind of dorky. I know, she said, but I have it all planned out. I'd make the head out of paper mache and paint the horn gold and make the mane gold too. It would be so awesome. Okay, I shrugged. Then you should do it. Who cares what other people think, right? Maybe what I'll do is just wear it for the Halloween parade, she said, snapping her fingers. And I'll just be like a goth girl for school. Yeah, that's it. That's what I'll do. Sounds like a plan, I nodded. Thanks, Augie, she giggled. You know, that's what I like best about you. I feel like I can tell you anything. Yeah, I answered, nodding. I gave her a thumbs up. Cool beans. School pictures. I don't think anyone will be shocked to learn I don't want to have my school picture taken on October 22nd. No way. No thank you. I stopped letting anyone take my pictures a while ago. I guess you could call it a phobia. No, actually, it's not a phobia. It's an aversion, which is a word I just learned in Mr. Brown's class. I have an aversion to having my picture taken. There. I used it in a sentence. I thought Mom would try to get me to drop my aversion to having my picture taken for school, but she didn't. Unfortunately, while I managed to avoid having the portrait taken, I couldn't get out of being part of the class picture. Ugh. The photographer looked like he had just sucked on a lemon when he saw me. I'm sure he thought I ruined the picture. I was one of the ones in the front sitting down. I didn't smile. Not that anyone could tell if I had. The cheese touch. I noticed not too long ago that even though people were getting used to me, no one would actually touch me. I didn't realize this at first because it's not like kids go around touching each other that much in middle school anyway. But last Thursday in dance class, which is like my least favorite class, Mrs. Atonbi, the teacher, tried to make Yemena Chen be my dance partner. Now, I've never actually seen someone have a panic attack before, but I have heard about it, and I'm pretty sure Yemena had a panic attack at that second. She got really nervous and turned pale and literally broke into a sweat within a minute, and then she came up with some excuse about really having to go to the bathroom. Anyway, Mrs. Atonabi let her off the hook because she ended up not making anyone dance together. Then yesterday in my science elective, we were doing this cool mystery powder investigation where we had to classify a substance as an acid or a base. Everyone had to heat their mystery powders in a heating plate and make observations. So we were all huddled around and powders with our notebooks. Now, there are 8 kids in the elective, and 7 of them are squished together on one side of the plate, while one of them, me, had loads of room on the other side. So of course I noticed this, but I was hoping Miss Rubin wouldn't notice this, because I didn't want her to say something. But of course she did notice this, and of course she said something. Guys, there's plenty of room on the other side. Tristan, Nino, go over there, she said. So Tristan and Nino scooted over to my side. Tristan and Nino have always been okay nice to me. I want to go on the record as saying that. Not super nice, like they go out of their way to hang out with me, but okay nice. Like, They say hello to me and talk to me like I'm normal. And they didn't even make a face when Miss Rubin told them to come on my side, which a lot of kids do when they think I'm not looking. Anyway, everything was going fine until Tristan's mystery powder started melting. He moved his foil off the plate just as my powder began to melt too, which is why I went to moon mine off the plate. And then my hand accidentally bumped his hand for a fraction of a second. Tristan jerked his hand away so fast he dropped his foil on the floor while also knocking everyone else's foil off the heating plate. "Tristan!" yelled Miss Rubin. But Tristan didn't even care about the spilled powder on the floor or that he had ruined the experiment. What he was most concerned about was getting to the lab sink to wash his hands as fast as possible. That's when I knew for sure that there was this thing about touching me at Beecher Prep. I think it's like the cheese touch in Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The kids in that story were afraid to catch the cooties if they touched the old moldy cheese on the basketball court. At Beecher Prep, I'm the old moldy cheese. Costumes. For me, Halloween is the best holiday in the world. It even beats Christmas. I get dressed up in a costume. I get to wear a mask. I get to go around like every other kid with a mask and nobody thinks I look weird. Nobody takes a second look. Nobody notices me. Nobody knows me. I wish every day could be Halloween. We could all wear masks all the time. Then we could walk around to get to know each other before we got to see what we looked like under the masks. When I was little, I used to wear an astronaut helmet everywhere I went. To the playground, to the supermarket, to pick Via up from school, even in the middle of summer. Though it was so hot on my face, it would sweat. I think I wore it for a couple of years, but I had to stop wearing it when I had my eye surgery. I was about 7, I think. And then we couldn't find the helmet after that. Mom looked everywhere for it. She figured that it had probably ended up in Gran's attic, and she kept meaning to look for it. But by then, I'd gotten used to not wearing it. I have pictures of me in all my Halloween costumes. My first Halloween, I was a pumpkin. My second, I was Tigger. My third, I was Peter Pan. My dad dressed up as Captain Hook. My fourth, I was Captain Hook. My dad dressed up as Peter Pan. My fifth, I was an astronaut. My sixth, I was Obi-Wan Kenobi. My seventh, I was a clone trooper. My eighth, I was Darth Vader. My ninth, I was the Bleeding Scream. That one had fake blood oozing out all over the skull mask. This year, I was going to be Boba Fett. Not Boba Fett, the kid in Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, but Boba Fett, the man from Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Mom searched everywhere for the costume but couldn't find one in my size, so she bought me a Jango Fett costume, since Jango was Boba's dad and wore the same armor, and then painted the armor green. She did some other stuff, too, to make it look worn, too. Anyway, it looks totally real. Mom's good at costumes. In homeroom, we all talked about what we are going to be for Halloween. Charlotte was going as Hermione from Harry Potter. Jack was going as Wolfman. I heard that Julianne was going as Jango Fett, which was a weird coincidence. I don't think he liked hearing that I was going as Boba Fett. On the morning of Halloween, Via had this big crying meltdown about something. Via's always been so calm and cool, but this year, she's had a couple of these kinds of fits. Dad was late for work and was like, "Via, let's go, let's go." Usually, Dad is super patient about things, but not when it comes to his being late for work. And his yelling just stressed out Via even more, and she started crying louder. So Mom told Dad to take me to school and that she'd deal with Via. Then Mom kissed me goodbye quickly before I even put on my costume and disappeared into Via's room. "Augie, let's go now," said Dad. "I have a meeting I can't be late for." "I haven't put on my costume yet." "So put it on already. 5 minutes. I'll meet you outside." I rushed to my room and started to put on the Boba Fett costume, but all of a sudden, I didn't feel like wearing it. I'm not sure why. Maybe because it had all these belts that needed to be tightened, and I needed someone's help to put it on. or maybe because it still smelled a little like paint. All I knew was that it was a lot of work to put the costume on, and Dad was waiting and wouldn't get super impatient if I made him late. So at the very last minute, I threw on the Bleeding Scream costume from last year. It was such an easy costume, just a long black robe and a big white mask. I yelled goodbye from the door on my way out, and Mom didn't even hear me. "I thought you were going as Jango Fett," said Dad when we got outside. "Boba Fett." "Whatever," said Dad. "This is a better costume anyway." "Yeah, it's cool," I answered. The Bleeding Scream. Walking through the halls that morning on my way to the lockers was, I have to say, absolutely awesome. Everything was different now. I was different. Where I usually walked with my head down, trying to avoid being seen, today I walked with my head up, looking around. I wanted to be seen. One kid wearing the same exact costume as mine, long white skull face oozing fake blood, high-fived me as we passed each other on the stairs. I have no idea who he was, and he had no idea who I was. And I wondered for a second if he would ever have done that, if he had known it was me under the mask. I was starting to think this was going down as one of the most awesome days in history of my life, but then I got to homeroom. The first costume I saw as I walked inside the door was Darth Sidious. It had one of the rubber masks that were so realistic, with the big black hood over the head and a long black robe. I knew right away it was Julian, of course. He must have changed his costume at the last minute because he thought I was coming as Jango Fett. He was talking to two mummies who must have been Miles and Henry, and they were all kind of looking at the door like they were waiting for someone to come through it. I knew it wasn't a Bleeding Scream they were looking for. It was Boba Fett. I was going to go and sit at my usual desk, but for some reason, I don't know why, I found myself walking over to a desk near them, and I could hear them talking. One of the mummies was saying, "It really does look like him. Like this part especially," answered Julian's voice. He put his fingers on the cheeks and eyes of his Darth Sidious mask. "Actually," said the mummy, "what he really looks like is one of those shrunken heads. Have you ever seen those? He looks exactly like that. I think he looks like an orc." "Oh, yeah. If I look like that," said Julian's voice, kind of laughing, "I swear to God I'd put a hood over my face every day." "I've thought about this a lot," said the second mummy, sounding serious, "and I really think if I look like him seriously, I think that I'd kill myself." "You would not," answered Darth Sidious. "Yeah, for real," insisted the same mummy. "I can't imagine looking in the mirror every day and seeing myself like that. It would be too awful, and I'm getting stared at all the time." "Then why do you hang out with him so much?" asked Darth Sidious. "I don't know," answered the mummy. "Tushman asked me to hang out with him at the beginning of the year, and he must have told all the teachers to put us next to each other in all of our classes or something." The mummy shrugged. I knew the shrug, of course. I knew the voice. I knew I wanted to run out of the class right then and there, but I stood where I was and listened to Jack Will finish what he was saying. "I mean, the thing is, he always follows me around. What am I supposed to do?" "Just ditch him," said Julian. I don't know what Jack answered because I walked out of the class without anyone knowing I had been there. My face felt like it was on fire while I walked back down the stairs. I was sweating under my costume and I started crying. I couldn't keep it from happening. The tears were so thick in my eyes that I could barely see, but I couldn't wipe them through the mask as I walked. I was looking for a little tiny spot to disappear into. I wanted a hole I could hide inside of, a black hole that would eat me up. And sadly, that is where I have to stop today. Next time, we will start on page 89, and that chapter is titled Names. Have a great day.